U.S. government crypto holdings grew over $4 billion. Since April 1st, the United States government's reported crypto holdings have grown by more than $4 billion since April 1st, 2026, according to a Cointelegraph post published on May 10th. The increase reflects a combination of new seizures, asset transfers between federal wallets, and the higher dollar value of tokens already in custody, with Bitcoin trading at $81,127, 0.8% on the day, at the time of writing. The growth does not signal a new buying program. The federal government does not purchase crypto on open markets. Holdings expand when law enforcement seizes assets in criminal cases, or when civil forfeiture moves tokens into treasury-controlled wallets, then fluctuate with market prices. The stack got bigger in 40 days. Two forces drove the $4 billion swing. The first is price. Bitcoin has gained roughly 3.4% over the past 7 days, and Ether is up 1.4% in the same window. With existing holdings concentrated in BTC, even modest spot moves translate to nine-figure paper gains on balances that already run into the tens of thousands of coins. The second is fresh inflow. Federal agencies continue to seize crypto from ransomware operators, sanctioned Mixer users, darknet vendors, and pig butchering networks. The Department of Justice and the IRS Criminal Investigation Division have run a steady cadence of takedowns through 2026, and the Office of Foreign Assets Control has frozen wallets tied to North Korean laundering routes. Each successful action funnels tokens into wallets administered by the U.S. Marshals Service or held in escrow pending forfeiture rulings. A Cointelegraph thread did not break out the split between fresh seizures and price appreciation, and on-chain analysts tracking known federal addresses have not yet published a reconciliation for the April through early May window. Strategic Bitcoin Reserve still in draft, the accumulation lands, while the White House continues to work on the framework for a strategic Bitcoin reserve, which the administration has said could be announced within weeks. The reserve proposal would consolidate seized Bitcoin into a single treasury-held pool rather than the current model, where holdings sit across DOJ, Marshals Service, IRS, and FBI wallets, and are typically auctioned off after forfeiture. Under the existing approach, the government has historically sold seized BTC at auction. Critics, including Senator Cynthia Lummis, have argued these sales left tens of billions on the table over the past decade. A formal reserve would change the default behavior from sell to hold and would likely require either congressional authorization or a Treasury rulemaking process to redirect future forfeitures. The $4 billion increase since April 1st makes the political case for the reserve sharper. It also makes the operational case more complicated because moving crypto between agencies requires reconciled key management, audit trails, and clear custodial authority. Custody questions that follow the dollar number. The growing balance puts a spotlight on how the federal government actually stores its crypto. Seized assets typically move through a chain of custody that includes wallet generation by forensic contractors, multi-signature signing arrangements, and cold storage held by approved vendors. Coinbase has been the primary institutional custodian for the Marshals Service in prior auctions, and BitGo and Anchorage Digital have handled portions of seized inventory. A larger pool concentrates risk. If the reserve framework consolidates holdings under a single custodian or a treasury-run custody system, key management becomes a national security question rather than an agency operational question. The Treasury Inspector General flagged custody fragmentation in a 2025 report, noting that federal agencies tracked seized crypto across at least four separate accounting systems. For users watching this from outside government, the practical signal is that institutional and government demand for cold custody infrastructure keeps rising. That includes services that overlap with the self-custody tools used by retail spenders who route through hardware wallets and on-chain spending rails. Market reaction and what to watch next. Bitcoin moved less than 1% on the Cointelegraph post itself, suggesting markets are treating the $4 billion figure as a known direction rather than a surprise. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 51, neutral, and altcoin moves have been modest, with XRP up 4.6% on the day and SOL up 3.7%. The next data points to watch are the formal strategic Bitcoin reserve announcement timing, any congressional hearings on federal crypto custody practices, and the next quarterly Inspector General report on seized digital asset accounting. The number that will matter is not the headline balance, but the breakdown of price appreciation versus new seizures, because that ratio reveals whether enforcement is keeping pace or whether the stack is mostly riding the market.